Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of your favorite reality TV shows. Our views do not reflect the contestants outside of the show.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watch the Kingdom. I'm here with my boy, Dad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watchman Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host, DJ Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Earthquake.
DJ Jazz, a.k.a. DJ Earthquake. Okay.
That's right. I think I did it wrong. I think I have to just say Jazz and then DJ Earthquake. But it's been a while. You've missed a few episodes.
Hey, man, it's Ramadan, okay? I'm on my Dean game, all right?
Fair,
some
fair.
Bigger priorities.
I can't even get mad at you, man.
I mean, every year it happens around this time, like, you know.
Yeah. No, of course, man. Of course. So, yeah, Ramadan does happen every year at this time, which is legit. Welcome everybody to our weekly podcast. We do what is that, Jazz? Oh, your DJ equipment?
You said DJ Jazz. I'm DJ Jazz today.
Yo, why don't you use some of your DJ equipment to spruce up our podcast, man? Some sound effects. Some bam, 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 bam.
I mean, I can. You know what? Next Sunday, I'll plug this thing in and we'll have some fun.
Let's do it. We got Michael in the chat. What up, Salam Nerds fan? Michael, MTF in the house. What's going on? Listen, guys. It's been a little spotty this week because of Ramadan and there's a lot of stuff happening. It's a little bit crazy, but we've been having some good stuff. We have a lot of stuff to catch up on. We got to finish up Invincible. So that'll be coming up.
We still have to do Invincible?
Yeah, we haven't done the second half of Invincible. We did the first half, but then they went on a long ass break and now they came back with the second half. So we'll do the second half of Invincible. We got to do X-Men.
Monkey Man,
we got to do. Oh, my God. Monkey Man is so great. Jeff, have you seen Monkey Man yet?
So I'm seeing it day after.
All right. Good. Monkey Man is awesome. I'm actually doing a podcast tomorrow on Frankie's podcast. And then we're going to do our own podcast of Monkey Man. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. We also got to do WrestleMania. What you going to do, brother?
When did we become a wrestling like thing? When did this happen?
We didn't choose the wrestling life. The wrestling life chose us. We had to finish the story, Jazz. We had to finish the story. I don't know how it happened. I think it happened during the Royal Rumble. I think we watched the Royal Rumble and the storyline just got really good. And I was like, all right, what a time to jump into it. We have a few of our listeners were actually the people who kind of like pushed us into it, right? Brown Boy Wonder, who jumps on our podcast in the comments on YouTube all the time. And, you know, we do what our audience want. You want us to watch something, we will watch it and review it. It doesn't matter if it's wrestling, as long as it's not like, you know, adult entertainment, nothing crazy. As long as it's not that.
We did watch Game of Thrones. Like,
that is true. Game of Thrones is pretty much we might as well at
right?
this point. Yeah, listen. And like Ted Lasso was also something that people recommended. So you know what? If there's something you want us to cover, let us know. We'll do it. I don't care. We'll do it. People were recommending a show called Three Bodies.
Oh, that's a great show. I've already seen all of it.
Have you? I haven't seen it. I'll start it, but we'll do that too.
Yo, you will be amazed at the character casting. It is straight up Game of Thrones.
Wow, interesting. Okay, I did watch the first episode where the universe blinks at you. I don't know what that's about. It gives me very much like Lost vibes. Like, I don't know if you watched Lost when it first came out, but it's kind of like, that's the vibes I'm getting.
Yeah, I've never seen Lost, so I couldn't tell you.
Minus the terrible ending, hopefully.
I will say I've read the books and it holds up pretty well.
Oh, okay. So it's not something people have to figure out along the way. It's like complete the books.
Right. And so what they did though, was like, they took bits and pieces of like the trilogy.
Yeah.
Like technically six books in it, but like the main three books, they'll take bits and pieces from all of it, and they did it like out of order, but it's been really good, surprisingly.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay,
like, I didn't complain about it. Like, it worked. Like, I know I was upset about it when they did it with Avatar, but yeah, it worked really well with Three Body Problem.
Okay, someone says, have y'all seen The Gentleman? No.
Yo, I've heard about this. It's on my list.
Put us on that shit, bro. We got a lot of stuff. We said WrestleMania. Also, we have a celebrity interview this week, bro. One of our, like, you know how, like, people have, like, dream interviews? Like, this is my dream interview. Like, this is my, like, I don't know. What would you call it? Like, Oprah talking to Michael Jackson, I guess. Like, this is my dream interview. We're going to have Rahul Kohli on our podcast.
From Midnight Mass,
from iZombie, from, like, all of the Mike Flanagan horror shows. Listen, every Ramadan, I post a lot of content about being Muslim. And I don't do it to be like, hey, Islam is the one true religion, or hey, I want to push my beliefs onto you. That's not why I do it. I do it because there's so many misconceptions about our religion. There is so much hate and vitriol about our religion. It's crazy, to the point where, like, I have to, like, literally filter words in my TikTok and my Instagram. Like, I had to filter out the words like pedophile and warlord and all these, like, horrible things that people say. Like, it's insane the misconceptions that people have. So every Ramadan, I show a lot of shows where they actually get it right, right? And Midnight Mass is like the magnus opus. It's like the bar. It is fantastic how good it is. And every year I post these clips from Midnight Mass. Every year there's more and more people telling me, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't know this was true. And people just get to learn about, like, really good representation. And Rahul is such an awesome guy. He usually, like, reposts it a lot. But this year I decided to take my shot, and I DM'd him and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm going to take my shot and be like, hey, are you open to coming on our podcast? And he goes, normally I never do podcasts, especially any podcast about, you know, representation. But for you guys, I'll make an exception. For this character, I'll make an exception. And I was like, holy crap, I just scored the biggest interview. Like, this is, to me, this is bigger than Miss Marvel. This is bigger than, like, you know, all these other people that we've had, because, like, this is the bar. Like, this is, like, the best male Muslim representation that we have to this day in a show or movie. And it's just so beautifully done. There's so much nuance. And, like, I don't know. I just really, really connect with this character. And I'm really excited to interview him and ask him questions about that character. So that's going to be super exciting. That's going to be on Tuesday. So check it out.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be a different time, though. It's going to be, like, what, 4 Eastern or something?
Yeah, we'll figure that out. We'll let people know. So we'll let people know.
It's a weird time, but it's going to be possibly during work hours for a lot of people. But you know what? We got to do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. Okay. And then what else do we have? We got a few other things, man. We got a few other shows that we got to do. And we'll
X-Men
get to
97.
It.
We still
X-Men
97. Do.
Yep. Yeah. Dune, we haven't done yet. Abigail.
Dune.
We should, because why should white people be the only people talking about Dune? We should be talking about it too. Our boy, Saba, he is also, you know, doing a panel on Dune right now. So, you know, he'd be good to have on. So that'll be cool. But that was, you know, what's been going on. But Jazz, did you know that we had an earthquake here on the East Coast?
Where's that guy that says the end is near, standing on, like, some corner in New York City? Like,
the end is nigh.
He's accurate. Like, what are the odds New York City would have an earthquake? And apparently you had, like, 2 or 3 of them. Like,
yeah, there were some aftershocks. But the aftershocks weren't that bad. I felt the first one. And, like, there were some people that said, like, they didn't even feel the first one. And the first one was a 4.8. So I'm like, oh, man, 4.8, and you haven't felt it? Feel bad for your husband.
God damn, dude. That's terrible.
There's another meme that I saw that said a 4.8 in New York is a 7 in any other state. Which is just funny.
Oh my God.
Oh man. The world we live in is so weird. Like, the memes are insane. Like, you could go through one of the worst, like, freaking disasters, and the memes will still be there. That's the world we live in.
Yeah. We got to cope somehow, so we just go with humor.
I know. I guilted a few friends of mine, and I was like, guys, you didn't check up on me? like, what's up with this? Like, come on, man. It was scary. I'm not going to lie.
You're welcome. I checked on in you within an hour.
You did. But like the girls I wanted to check in, I did not care at all. I was like, damn, I guess I know my place. Guess I don't really got a shot here. Time to move on.
It's rough, buddy.
That's rough, buddy. Yeah. Okay, Zuko. Listen, my whole house shook for like a good 30 seconds, and I didn't understand what was happening. I thought like there was an explosion. I thought it was the big one. I thought a terrorist got us. Like, it was bad. And I was like, what just happened? Then it just stopped. And I'm just like, was that an earthquake? It was kind of scary. I don't know. It was weird. But then we got an eclipse coming in like 2 days after.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So earthquake, eclipse, I don't know.
Earthquake dialing is greater than drunk dialing.
Yeah. That is crazy.
MCF in the comments. Always on fire, man.
That's so funny.
But we have an eclipse tomorrow, and that's going to be fun.
Did you get your glasses?
So my buddy and I, we're going to go to San Antonio. I know I'm doing a lot of traveling this week, but we're going to leave tonight, and his uncle has like ranch land out in that area. And so there're going to be like 16 of us, and he has like a seriously good telescope with like the solar filters and everything. And so I'm going to get to see it through that. I'm very excited.
Very cool. I am going to ignore it.
Why?
I don't have the glasses, so I'm not like going to go in.
You can go to Kroger like a dollar.
Are they? I didn't see any.
Cheap, dude. You can get them anywhere.
Do they work? I don't want them to get cheap ones and they burn my eyes.
No. They work fine. Like, they filter out 99.9 something percent light.
But what if I'm that 1%? No.
Like, if you ever put them on, right, you'll essentially see nothing. It's just black.
Yeah.
Right? But when you look at the sun, then you'll see, like, you know, like light peering through it a little bit.
Is it cool? I don't know. Is it interesting?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Or did it just look like the intro to Heroes on NBC?
It pretty much looks like that, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've seen the intro. Like, I don't know. Is it really cool?
What's really cool, though, is like when you look on the ground,
yeah,
and all the shadows are shaped like whatever part of the sun you see. So the last time we had an eclipse in 2017, right? It wasn't a full eclipse for us in Houston. It was like a partial eclipse. Mm-hmm. So I saw little crescent moons as shadows all on the ground. It was really cool.
So it wasn't a total eclipse of the heart.
No, unfortunately. But you know damn well I'm going to be blasting that song tomorrow.
That's funny. That's cool.
I love Bonnie Tyler. So,
all right, cool. Fair. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. It was really busy for me because I was in Nashville all week. So it was a lot. But I got my cool cowboy hat. Look at this. I got a cowboy hat. See that?
Oh, you got a cheap one, though.
What? No, man. This was like 70 bucks.
Yeah, it's a cheap one.
It says Cody James on it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a cheap one.
It's not cheap. It's just straw hat. I like the straw hat ones. Yeah, I don't like the those are just too much. You're trying too hard if you get the real fancy fabric ones, I think. Straw hat is like you're there for fun. It's like, hey, I'm here for a good time. The fabric ones are like, yo, I'm a real cowboy. Like, relax, bro.
They're leather, but yes, okay.
Whatever, leather, fabric. I don't know what they are. I'm not about that. That's trying too hard.
You can get a decent cowboy hat for like 300, right? But like anything beyond that, you're definitely trying hard.
I think I honestly think like anything that's not like a party hat is trying too hard. Like, you just need it for the club. That's it.
Oh my god, you're not about the culture, are you?
No, I'm not about that. I'm a poser. I'm fake. I'm just here for a good time, not a long time. Oh man, someone says, how many people will be live streaming the eclipse, do we think? Oh yeah, it's probably going to be all up on YouTube and actually, TikTok.
I'm going to show you something when I first got my car.
Yeah.
This is what I did. Do you get it?
I don't. It's a cowboy hat on an Audi.
Howdy.
Touche. That's good. Solid dad joke.
Definitely something I would do.
For sure. All right. Cool. I like that. All right. Let's get into some news. So we got Disney news this week. Have you heard all the movies that are coming out for summer 2026?
Yeah.
So they mentioned Avengers 5, obviously. We know that. The Mandalorian and Grogu is coming out.
So six seasons in a movie, baby.
They're getting their movie. This one, I don't know how I feel about it. Toy Story 5.
I'm conflicted.
Right? Because like 3 was amazing. That was just the best trilogy ever. Then they came out with 4 and ruined the trilogy. And 4 was not that great. I did not like it. But like it's a Pixar movie. It was still decent. I still watch it. And now we're getting 5. So number one, they already completely ruined the trilogy. So I guess like that part of it is like not lost. But like, what now? Like, where are they taking the story?
MTF says he's only seen 2 of them.
Which one? Which 2?
Yo, bro.
Imagine if it's like 1 and 3, he just skipped 2.
I mean, that's the best way to do it. But like, if you were going to only see 2 of them, but
3 is so good. 3 is really, really good. I highly recommend 3. 1's a classic. The special effects don't hold up in 1, but surprisingly they do in 2.
Yeah.
You know, my niece is scared, like terrified of like Zurg, like the Darth Vader looking character from Buzz Lightyear.
I know,
like,
yeah.
She's terrified. And we don't know why. It's like, he's not even that scary.
Bro, kids will be kids. Don't judge.
I'm not a hero.
They face toy Thanos next.
That's so funny. Listen,
MTF, you're great.
You know the Zurg in Toy Story is not Buzz Lightyear's father, as they mention in Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
No.
So,
because I remember reading about it like 10 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah,
like it was like some random article on like HuffPost or whatever.
No,
I can't remember what it was.
No, they just retconned it in the Buzz Lightyear movie with Chris Evans.
Oh my god, years are blurring for me now. So yeah. Must have been way more recent.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was in the past, and yeah.
So speaking of, technically, it wasn't in the past. It's in the future, Jazz. Basically,
okay.
that character Zurg is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
They're both Buzz Lightyears. What's one, it's from a future, and he basically just becomes like the story of like Flashpoint from the
right. Flash he got movie. Jaded after flying across the thing and time dilation. He lost. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So in Toy Story 2, they said that's his father, but in the actual movie, there you realize that he's not his father. He's actually him.
That's what it was.
It's actually pretty cool. Although that movie did not do well, the Buzz Lightyear, which people were like, it's a movie based on a toy in the movie that's based on toys. Like, it was really confusing. Like, basically, it's the movie that Andy would have watched and then bought the toy for.
Yeah.
But it's like weird. I don't know.
I remember there was some like thing about it. Like people were mad that it had some, you know, wokeness in it.
Oh yeah, his friend who was like a co-captain, she was like gay.
Yeah, and I was like, that wasn't even a big chunk of the story either. Like y'all can die mad.
it's like so insignificant to the plot, and like it gets people so mad. So it's really,
I'm sure it's significant to people seeing it on screen, which is cool, but like,
yeah, but to the plot, like, it had like it didn't do anything. Like what would
you could have put anybody in that position, right? Exactly.
Yeah, like there's no reason to get mad for it. Like it was like you blink and you miss it.
Right. People exist. Get over it.
Yeah. All right. The other one is Moana. So Moana's getting a sequel.
Okay, that's good. I actually like Moana.
So the Return of the Rock. We're going to get more Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I heard Moana's going to get a live action also, where the Rock is going to actually play Moana.
The demigod?
Yeah. Dude, the Rock's killing it right now. I'm not going to lie. He is killing it in the WWF. He's back, and he just did such a good job.
Well, you know what? Good for him. Because, like, after what happened with DC, like, people still kind of salty about it, so.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. We'll see this. Also, did you know that Legally Blonde is getting a TV show?
With, like, Reese Witherspoon and, like.
It's a spinoff of Legally Blonde, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, a TV version of it or something. They haven't said anything yet, but it's going to be run by the producers and showrunners of Gossip Girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
About time we got into this.
Someone says, Evil Corporate Rock is such an upgrade from Evil Corporate Vince. That is true.
I was going to say, like, this guy sucks. Like, what are you getting at, man?
I know. I think the fight's going on right now, actually. So as soon as this is over, I'm going to go and I'm going to watch it. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Legally Blonde is getting its own little spinoff, though. That's really cool.
Every generation needs a show like that. You know, you got Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries, these kinds of things. You know, it's about time we have another one of those.
I like it. I'm excited for Legally Blonde. So let's do it. But that's all the news from this week. There's nothing else going on. So we can dive into our fun facts.
Starting early tonight. Okay, let's go.
Well, you know, you got to make a trip out to San Antonio, and I got to go watch Cody Rhodes win, you know, the World Universal title or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's true. We should probably make this a quick episode, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's
there are two shows in development, apparently. All right.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Well, MTF, you're going to tell us about that because I only know about one.
All right, guys, here we go. Harry Truman was the last president to lack a college degree.
Makes sense.
Yeah, maybe if he had a degree, he wouldn't have dropped the bomb.
Been a dick. Yeah, right? Yeah, maybe he took some sociology classes.
Imagine the one president without a degree, like, in charge of the atomic bomb. Like, bro.
I mean, Donald Trump has degree.
Oh, yeah, that is true. I mean, he had fake colleges. Why wouldn't he have, like, fake degrees? Also, one of the things that, like, I really thought was interesting about Oppenheimer, the reason he picked some cities instead of others is because he visited some cities and honeymooned there. Like, that part, that line in the movie Oppenheimer was real.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane, bro.
Bro, if you're going to blow up a certain place, you might as well blow up someplace you like.
No, he decided not to blow up someplace he likes.
Right, exactly. What did I say?
You said the opposite. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. And I meant the opposite. Like, if you can blow up a place, you might as well blow up some place you don't like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like, after you blow up their country, you might want to visit it. Oh, God. All right. If you put two straws, if you put two straws in your mouth, one inside a drink and one outside, you won't be able to drink through either straw.
This is true. Yeah. Because the air is, like, lighter, right? So you're just going to inhale the air the entire time and not the drink.
Oh, wow. Interesting. MTF says Harry Stimmon, the Secretary of Defense in Oppenheimer, actually went to my high school. Bro, MTF what? Is... Well, not at the same time as him, but like...
I know, yeah, obviously. Like, homeboy's like in his 30s. I'm like, what?
I was like, all right, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I would get that. That's cool. My high school... Faith Evans went there, which is the wife of Notorious B.I.G.
Let me see who went to my high school, because I actually have no idea.
Yeah. while you look that up. Next fact. Each year, the moon's orbit moves about 1.5 inch further away from the Earth. Kind of like...
That sounds like a problem.
Kind of like all the women I love. Each year, they just get 1 inch away from me. Like, they like me less than less.
Yeah, we just had a bunch of football players.
That makes sense. You're Texas.
Yeah. Oh, we had like the Lopez family who were like Olympic gold, bronze, silver medalist in Taekwondo.
Oh, I thought you meant like George and Jennifer.
I wish.
All right. SOS does not stand for Save Our Ship or anything at all. It is simply the easiest code to transmit via Morse code. Honestly, I did not even know the SOS might have stood for Save Our Ship.
I mean,
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know
the
I didn't even know the fake fact.
Oh yeah, there's mnemonics. Yeah, there is no actual thing for it. Okay, cool.
Yeah. SOS is like
Save Our Ship, Save Our Souls. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not any of that. It's just dun 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 dun. That's the only reason I know the SOS Morse code. You know how I know that? There used to be a dishwashing soap called SOS. And at the end of the commercial, they do the Morse code for SOS. So as a kid, I memorized the Morse code for SOS because of like a detergent commercial.
All right. I guess it comes in handy one day. Like,
that shit's going to save my life. I swear to God. Shout out to that SOS dish detergent.
The only dish soap I know is Cascade.
Yeah, there's a few. Clorox, or is that bleach?
That's bleach.
Yeah, same thing. Does the song SOS have the Morse code in it? Does a song called SOS? Oh yeah, SOS. It's Rihanna, right? I doubt it. I doubt Rihanna put SOS in there. Unless she was,
maybe she did.
Maybe she did. If she was in the booth with Chris, never mind.
Bruh.
Oh, this is a fun fact: the sale of shawarma skyrocketed after the release of the Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah, because that was a shawarma scene at the very end. Yeah,
I would say for you white people, it skyrocketed. We've been eating that shit for years.
I kind of want some shawarma now, actually. It sounds pretty good at this moment.
I love shawarma, and like I refuse to accept that Tony Stark made it popular, which he probably did.
No, he definitely did do it.
Yeah. All
so right. Many shawarma shops opened up, dude. A lot of guys went like franchised after that because of it. Because it was like essentially shawarma over rice.
I gotta say, I think a lot of guys was franchised before Avengers.
No, I think it happened right around the same time.
Interesting. Because the halal guys blew up because they would be open late night and all the drunk white people would want food after coming out of the clubs. And it's the only thing open, and they would get in line and they would have this food and it was supposedly really, really good when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Also, halal guys is mid. I'm sorry.
It actually is. Adil's is better. Rafiki's is better. I mean,
yeah. It's so
good. Like Gyro King, Gyro Hut, like so much better stuff out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's so mid. You know what it is? It's the sauce. Like, I'll give it to him. The white sauce is pretty good.
Right? I didn't like it the first time I had it. I thought it was okay.
I don't know. It's good. It's fine. But that's what makes it. Like, if you have it without the sauce,
they watered it down.
They probably did. It's all about watering it down. You know, once you get that franchise money, you know, you gotta squeeze every inch of it.
That's true. I did have it for the first time in 2016, and I was just disappointed.
I had it just like a few months ago, a few weeks ago, beginning of Ramadan. And I was like, oh man, I haven't had it in such a long time. Let me try it. It was disgusting. It was nasty. The quality has definitely gone down.
Yeah. There's so many better food carts in New York.
Did you know ice on the back of the neck can sometimes stop or slow a nosebleed?
That is good to know.
That is good to know. But like,
what to say to that?
Who discovered this? Who was like, hold up?
How did you discover it?
Let me get some ice, but let me put it on the back of your neck, baby. Like, come on. Like, it's so weird.
I have so many questions. Like,
I don't know. I don't really.
I don't want to know the answers to these questions either.
Like, don't ask questions you don't want the answers to. Oh shit, Jazz! Do you know where ice cream was invented?
I want to say Brenham, Texas.
No. No. Ice cream was invented in China.
That tracks.
China. So, like, ice cream, pasta, spaghetti, pizza are all Chinese inventions.
I didn't know about pizza. What?
Oh, yeah. Pizza is Chinese.
I thought it was from Naples.
No, man. The Italians, they'd be appropriating the shit out of that.
Oh, okay. That also tracks. Okay.
Yeah. No. Nope. I mean, I'm sure they put their own spin on it and stuff like that. So it's fine. But like, it was actually invented in China.
Yeah. In fact, the reason why I say Brenham, Texas, because the only real ice cream is Bluebell ice cream. And that's where it comes from.
Oh, I've seen Bluebell ice cream. They're in like grocery stores now, too. You can get them in Walmart.
Oh, dude. We have a cult following here for them. It's amazing.
Yeah, someone says Marco Polo strikes again.
MTF, always with the zingers. I swear to God.
Damn, yeah, we got to have him back on the podcast. Bro, what are you watching these days? We got to get you back on. A way you can tell if you're whispering or not is to put your hand at your throat. If you feel vibrations, you're talking. If you don't, you're whispering.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, man, that sounds... That's so true.
Yeah, because your vocal cords will vibrate. So
my throat doesn't vibrate.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing SRM.
ASMR, you mean?
Oh, what did I say?
SRM. The hell is that? Like,
is it BDSM? Like, I don't know what that one. They all
hey Neves, you should Google what BDSM is first, okay?
They all sound the same to me.
You should definitely Google that just to make sure you don't ever get them confused.
Okay, I'll make sure I don't get them confused. All right. That's so cool. I didn't know that. Now, like, if I want to whisper, I'll just like grab my throat. Little kinky,
or just whisper, so. Like.
But like, what if you think you're whispering, but it's not whispery enough, and people can hear it?
You can whisper really loudly. It has nothing to do with your voice vibrating. Like,
well, what if you're one of the people that can't like gauge how loud they are? Like,
I don't think putting your hand in your throat is gonna be able to discern that.
All right, whatever. I still think it's a cool fact, guys. Cool fact.
It's a cool fact. Yeah.
All right. The blood in the famous shower scene in Hitchcock, Psycho, was in fact Hershey syrup.
That tracks.
Yeah, it kind of tracks. It actually looks like Hershey syrup because, like,
it does actually.
You gotta get that. It's like, it's not really blood looking.
That definitely looks like strawberry syrup. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think it's strawberry. I think it's straight up chocolate. I think it's just like, it's a black and white movie, so you can't even tell.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They were like, eh, whatever. Whatever. That's cool. All right, that makes sense to me. All right. 7-Up, invented in the 1920s, contained lithium, the drug commonly now prescribed to sufferers of bipolar disorder. Wow.
You know what? Maybe they should put the lithium back in at this point. Like,
people were probably much happier in the 1920s.
Yeah, right? Just put the lithium back in. Put some extra zinc in there, you know, just for the fun of it.
Put some Xanax, and Sprite.
Put the Coke back in Coke. Like,
yeah, I knew about the Coke in Coke. I think everybody knows that, but I don't know if everybody knows it's true or it's an urban legend. But everyone knows some form of that.
Right. Yeah.
Freaking.
We'd all be a lot happier.
We would. In 2011, 27 baby girls were named Khaleesi. It means queen in a fictional language from Game of Thrones. Wow. They should have waited till the sixth season before doing that.
They probably all had their names changed. Yo, what I'll tell you is, like, at least in like the Muslim communities, so many people named their kids like Arya after Game of Thrones.
That checks out. Yo, Muslim people love to name their kid Muslim names that are accepting to the white community. Like, they love it.
Yeah.
They love that because they're like, the name is still Muslim, but it's un-Muslim. Like, it is enough so that like white people won't give them a hard time. They like love Adam. That. Adam is very good. Adam, Amelia, like these are like, all right, we know what you're doing here. You're trying to prevent
or my favorite, Michelle becomes Michelle.
Yeah. Daniel, that's another one.
Daniel.
I see you. I see you. All right. All right. Same. Egyptians were the first to wear glitter, which was composed of crushed beetle shells. So that makes sense because they were also the first to make strip clubs. I'm just kidding. I made that up. That's where you
imagine meeting a Khaleesi on Tinder.
That's usually where you find glitter. Is it
I'm
not?
I'm logging off, man.
Is
I'm
it not?
Off. I am logging off.
So I've been told.
Like I said, there are questions that I don't want to know the answer to. Like, and so many are popping up in my head right now.
Like if a hot girl is at a Target and buys a lot of glitter, only two things, teacher or stripper. There's no other way. Come back, Jazz, come back. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
How are we not canceled, man?
No. Who's going to cancel us? The glitter factory? Like how the glitter people are going to get mad? Like it's offensive to glitter. I'm sorry that I hurt the glitter community. Okay. I will give them an apology.
This just sucks.
I will write them an apology in glitter. I'll get them stationary and then I'll just write it in glitter.
Make me curse during Ramzan. My God.
Isn't there a J-Lo movie called Glitter?
Why did you just unlock some memory latent in my memory? Like,
No, I think it's a Mariah Carey movie. It's called Glitter. I'll apologize to Mariah Carey. Bro. I can't even say this one. I can't even say this line. If you are on YouTube, go to our YouTube and go to minute 37
ish. Yeah.
37 minutes, and you'll see this pop up on the screen. That is a funny joke. I'm not even gonna repeat that because that would get me canceled.
The fact that you almost said it.
I know. I was reading it and I was like, Nefret. Oh no. Got myself. I'm not trying to offend you. No. All right. Oprexia is the inability to concentrate. I think I just figured out what I got.
What's new?
I have apraxia.
I have ADHD.
that's crazy, bro. And like the fact that the word has pro and sex in it is also you know, bodes well for me. Apraxia.
It's the only sex you're gonna have, man.
It's probably why I can't concentrate. All right. Next one. Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Graham Crackers were originally developed to curb sexual urges. Wow, these are not a Ramadan appropriate. None of the... it's the last days of Ramadan and we're getting the most inappropriate facts. Like, I'm not picking these. They're literally coming off of this thing.
It might as well happen now than later because at least our sins are forgiven this month. Like... they don't exactly count toward us.
How the hell? So if somebody eats cornflakes, does that mean they're definitely not like getting it in? that's according to this fact. Kellogg's cornflakes and graham crackers were originally developed to curb sexual urges.
As MTF says in the comments, Tony was a different kind of tiger.
Tony was a different kind of tiger.
I'm dying.
Oh man. Damn. Damn, yo. Instead of graham cracker, there should be like haram crackers, man. That's just these are not good. All right, next one. Queen ants can live up to 28 years.
That's cool.
Interesting. How old do regular ants live to be?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I need something to compare it with. I don't know if that's cool or not.
Yeah, black garden ants live 1 to 2 years.
Oh, damn. She outlived the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
28 generations.
Damn, that's insane. Okay.
Also, but the average queen only lives 6 years.
Queen ants can live. Wait, this one says queen ants. Oh, maybe that's a specific type of queen ant?
Well, it's just... Oh, yeah, this is the red ant, red fire ants.
Yeah, this one just says queen ant. So it doesn't really specify which queen. All right. So. I don't know. All right. Banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Okay, no, we're not doing this one.
Listen, I would have the nicest neck if I did that.
That's probably You'd also be an idiot.
That's where all the calories would go. They would go to the neck. I would have a really nice neck.
You would also be dumb.
Are necks sexy? Like, I don't know. Do I want to really? I feel like I could have a nice neck. Look at that.
You're asking the wrong person, dude. I'm not attracted to men. Like, I couldn't tell you.
I don't know, man. Whatever. I don't know. Hair is pretty. If a guy had nice hair, I'd be like, you got sexy hair, bro. You got a sexy man bun. I don't care. Look at those biceps. You can say it. Look at that beard. I don't have a problem with that. It's objective. I don't care. I don't mind. I wish someone would compliment my neck.
What is going on?
I just want someone to compliment. Listen, I'm going to work on my neck. I'm going to put in the work.
What the hell's going on today?
Listen, I'm going to take Ozempic for next. I'm going to have the nicest neck in the game. You don't know.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Listen, the ladies, they're going to be wanting to neck me, man. That turned it into a verb. Necking. Listen, I don't know, man. Like, you ever seen a dude with no neck?
There's some things I want to say, but I can't say it. Like, oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Whatever, dude. Necks are awesome. I've been trying to get that neck game going. You know, if you look at that. You got the part right here. Look at that.
No, I am not going to look.
You got that definition, man. You got that V shape in the neck that goes down right. Yeah, that V neck. Get it? V neck. That's if I had a nice neck, I would wear V-necks all day. All day it'd be V-necks. All right. Listen, we might be done here, guys. Thank you for joining our episode. P90 necks. Oh man, that's so funny. P90 necks. Instead of Peloton, it's Neckatons.
What the hell's going on? This is the weirdest podcast we've ever done.
Oh man. Until next time. This is Salam Nerds.
Peace, everybody.
Bye.